You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin visited North Lakes Community Clinic in Eau Claire on Friday as part of her Fighting for Wisconsin Families tour. Senator Baldwin took a tour of the recently opened facility before taking part in a roundtable discussion on the effects of the new federal budget bill on rural hospitals and Wisconsinites who rely on Badger Care. Following the roundtable, Senator Baldwin said the new federal budget was irresponsible legislation that harms people and adds $3.4 trillion to the national debt for the sake of tax cuts for the wealthy. One person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Pierce County on Thursday afternoon. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on Highway 10 near 620th Avenue in the town of Oak Grove. Authorities determined that two vehicles traveling east on Highway 10 collided, causing the driver who was struck in the initial collision to collide with another vehicle before crashing into a fourth vehicle turning into a private driveway. Only the driver who caused the initial collision was injured, and he was transported to the hospital. The City of Eau Claire is seeking additional feedback from community members on proposed designs for the Dewey Street Bridge Replacement Project. Plans for the bridge replacement project are still in the early stages, and city officials don't expect to finalize a plan until September of 2026. Significant construction work could begin as soon as May of 2027. Residents can access renderings of the currently proposed options online, as well as more information about the project in general. Public comments will be accepted until August 31st. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit seeking to block actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block a Department of Energy funding cap on things like administrative costs on energy projects. Wisconsin could lose around $240,000 in reimbursement funding for those costs. In a press release, Attorney General Call alleged that the Trump administration was violating the law and putting reckless cost-cutting efforts above sound energy policy. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for dairy processor grants. According to a press release, eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in the state. The grant funding can be used to address a wide variety of business needs, including staff training, food safety improvements, and even expanding or modernizing plants. Recipients could get up to $50,000 in grant funding per project, and applications must be submitted to the agency by September 17th. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is now accepting applications for its entrepreneurial grant program. Small business technical assistance grant funding will be available to nonprofits, communities, and other eligible organizations for things like training, mentorship programs, seed accelerators, and technical assistance. Individual organizations can receive a maximum grant award of $200,000 to help support technical small businesses in their area. More information on the program and the grant application can be found online. The Polk County Health Department has announced a confirmed case of West Nile virus in a bird found in the county. According to a press release, the bird was tested in mid-July, and the positive result confirms that there are mosquitoes in the area that are infected with West Nile virus. Area residents should take steps to minimize their potential exposure to the virus, like wearing long sleeves and pants and using insect repellent when outside. West Nile virus does not spread from person to person or animal to person, only through the infected mosquitoes. North Lakes Community Clinic is inviting Rice Lake area residents to a ribbon-cutting ceremony for their new West Avenue Clinic. The ribbon-cutting event will take place on Thursday, August 28th, beginning at 3:30 p.m. After the ceremony, the organization will also host a community appreciation party until 6. The new facility will consolidate the services offered by the organization at their former Rice Lake Clinic and at their Birchwood Clinic, including behavioral health, chiropractic care, and dental services under one roof for more convenient access. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is raising awareness about the state's Missing Child Alerts program a little over a year after it was created. The program officially launched in April of 2024 after the PRINCE Act, named after a 5-year-old who went missing in Milwaukee, was signed into law. The program aims to ensure no missing child goes overlooked because their disappearance does not meet the requirements for an Amber Alert. Since launch, 17 alerts have been issued for 14 children, compared to just 4 Amber Alerts over the same time frame. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has officially implemented a 3% pay increase for state employees. The raise was included in the new biennial state budget passed in July, as well as another 2% increase that will go into effect in 2026. All eligible state employees will see the 3% raise reflected in the September 4th paychecks, as well as a lump sum of back pay from June 29th. In a message, Governor Evers noted that he wanted to get the wage increases done as soon as possible amid uncertainty surrounding cuts in the new federal budget. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a five-game series today in Chicago against the Cubs. Beginning with a doubleheader, the Brewers losing to the Reds yesterday 3-2 in extra innings, ending their 14-game winning streak. Jose Quintana pitched into the seventh inning before giving up a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was great. Tobias was great. You know, we put Grant Anderson in a spot that he hasn't been in a lot. We were depleted, totally depleted, and we needed Q to do what he did, and, hindsight's 20/20.
NFL, the Packers beat the Colts Saturday 23-19, but they had 11 penalties just in the first half, five of them by rookie tackle Anthony Belton.
There are some things that we got to clean up from a technique standpoint to get him to play to the level I know he's capable of playing. I think he's a really talented guy, and we got to refine some of the mechanics.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're of the mindset that there aren't enough Christmas movies, you'll be happy to know there's another headed our way. Variety reports that Tabitha Brown and Lil Rel Howery are teaming up to executive produce and star in Unexpected Christmas. The film will be a family-friendly comedy drama. The story follows a family that gets together around the holidays for a reunion, which quickly turns chaotic. Never heard that one before. Unexpected Christmas hits theaters November 7th. Taylor Sheridan's brand continues to grow and is expanding further in his home state of Texas. The Yellowstone creator is teaming up with Paramount Plus, the platform where he has many of his episodic shows parked, to build a humongous soundstage. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Sheridan and Paramount will build a 450,000-foot campus and six soundstages that can house up to four major productions simultaneously. Some of Sheridan's shows include Lioness, Landman, and Tulsa King. The Conjuring Last Rites, according to prognosticators, is tracking off the charts when it comes to box office predictions. The film does not open until September 5th, but experts are expecting massive returns when it comes to a horror film opening in September, with estimates ranging from $40 to $45 million at the gate. Bear in mind, this is before any reviews are in, but given the film is part of a successful franchise, the powers that be seem confident in their estimates. Let's stick with horror. Speaking of massive returns at the box office, Zach Cregger's Weapons is doing just that. The film has reached $100 million worldwide in just 1 week in theaters. It has surpassed Sinners, which pulled in $77 million in a week's time back in the spring. Weapons is crushing it globally due to approval from audience and critics. If you see it soon, you'll have time to recover before seeing The Conjuring Last Rites. Fans of the show do not seem happy with how Carrie Bradshaw's storyline ended. And just like that is the follow-up to Sex and the City and finished its third and last season last Thursday night. Variety called the finale a bizarre ending to a bizarre show. I'm not going to risk spoilers here, so check out the final episode and send me your opinions on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Would love to know what you think. Some franchises get tired and others keep turning out content that is probably worth checking out. Such is the case, in my opinion, of Alien Earth, the latest show from the Alien brand, which started back in 1979 with the feature film starring Sigourney Weaver. In this new iteration, they bring the alien to Earth after a crash landing. Noah Hawley is the creative force behind the show and is known for turning the Fargo movie into a successful TV show. He appears to be crushing it so far, as Alien Earth is pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. The show's first two episodes dropped last Thursday night on Hulu. An episode a week will drop moving forward. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely here today. Our high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a little fog possible. We'll drop into the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.